The Israeli High Court has held its first session to determine the fate of two Palestinian villages, which Israel wants to divide and annex behind a controversial wall. The proposed wall, which has already sparked an international outcry, will cut directly through the villages of Batir and Kremazan, isolating villages from their rich agricultural lands. One of the villages to be most adversely affected is Batir, where the wall will cut through and destroy ancient Roman terraces, a castle, and a Roman irrigation system, which the villagers use to irrigate the crops.
They are going to destroy these terraces because the wide of the wall is 80 meters, and it's coming from the nearby village of Al-Walajeh, 6 kilometers in the lands of Batir. All these lands are terraces cultivated with vegetables, irrigation land.
Christians from the village of Kremazan have also been demonstrating on a weekly basis in the Tent of Nations, which has attracted international support. Villagers here claim that the Israelis are trying to grab the land that belongs to 58 families.
This move will significantly affect the Palestinian side for so many reasons. The first is that they will take their lands and cut the entire area into sections. They will further destroy the historical remains which have existed from the Roman era.
The Bethlehem municipality filed the petition in the High Court. Israelis claim the separation wall will be built for the so-called security reasons. However, the Palestinians call it yet another excuse to seize their lands. Following years of petitioning to keep their land and resources intact, residents of Kremazan and Batir now say they will wait for the Israeli High Court decision. They pledge, however, to continue fighting if the court doesn't rule in their favour, and they will continue international and local petitions. Nell Burton for Press TV, occupied Batir.